This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Baskin, Murren, Menigan, Powell. Tyvis Powell, our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Happy Thanksgiving week to you, sir.
And to same to you, all you gentlemen up there as well.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
He thinks that's funny, Tyvis.
I think it's hysterical that Dick and Dayton calls you Tyvis. And even after he's been corrected 1,000 times, he still calls you Tyvis. Congratulations on your success.
Maybe he doesn't, hear us say Tyvis, or maybe he hears us and he thinks that we're saying Tyvis.
Jeff, how many times have you corrected him?
Four different calls.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to work, does it? We're still sitting here trying to figure out exactly what happened on Thursday night. Fun game, snow in the second half. Jameis looked good. Browns looked good. They beat the Steelers. Is that a one-off, Tyvis, or is this a little bit of a turnaround maybe for a second half push?
I mean, I would hope that it's the latter. I mean, listen, I think that this team just, for some odd reason, when they play good competition, they rise to the occasion, especially when it's a divisional game. I think they understand the importance of Baltimore and Pittsburgh being in their division, obviously the history that's behind it, and they showed up for that. Now, the question is, can you get them to do that night in and night out, or day in and day out? And I guess we'll find out. Obviously, they playing on a Monday night, and when they play prime time, usually they show out for prime time games. As a former professional like myself, I typically did perform better on night games. It's just something about that atmosphere. I think the real takeaway was that the Browns fans still support, even though the record isn't as good as it is and the season hasn't been the way it is, they still showed up and showed out for the Browns. So, that's something to play for as well. And I thought they did a really good job of doing that Thursday.
Did you ever play in any of those Blizzard Bowls or heavy snow? And then even the follow-up question is, how much more of an advantage does the offense have because they know where they're going in games like that?
The coldest and snowiest game, I guess you can say, I played in college. We played Minnesota in Minnesota. I played the whole game with squinting my eyes. But it wasn't like – it was just like flurries in the air. It wasn't like sticking on the ground like that bad. So I can't relate to that. But it would definitely give the offense the advantage because, like you said, you know where they're going. And, you know, for defensive backs like myself, you know, you truly got to worry about sticking your cleats in and you got to be a little bit slower when you're moving and things like that. But don't get it twisted. The wide receivers, they take, they pitter-patter their routes too because they go slip and fall too. So it kind of gets evened out. And usually it turns into a run-the-ball game. But for some odd reason, the Browns decided – to throw that ball, and the Pittsburgh Steelers did the same thing, even though it was situations where we were screaming. Jeff and I was screaming, run the ball.
Were we ever?
They continued to throw the ball, and you know what? Guys stepped up and made plays, so that's why they get paid and we don't.
Tyvus and I just kind of looked at each other a couple of times watching the game and just thought, really?
It's a questionable thing going on, but you know what? At the end of the day, when it works, great. If it doesn't, it's something that people are going to criticize you about.
Kevin Stefanski had his press conference today, and he was asked a couple of things about the Denver game, and he said, are you trying to get me to say altitude? And it was kind of funny. Hey, did you ever play in Denver?
And I played for Denver. I was there on practice squad, but I was in Denver, yes. That's actually where I finished my NFL career. Go ahead.
Does it affect you? And you were there for a while, so I'm wondering if it probably didn't have the same impact. But I wonder if the guys come in for one game, what kind of a factor it is. And I've heard different opinions on this over the years, and that's why I ask.
I think it depends on the person because when Denver signed me to their practice squad, right, I get out there and I'm thinking the same thing. Like, oh, it's the high altitude. Let me see how tired I actually would be. And I felt like regular. Like, I mean, once you get in shape, you're good, you know. I didn't think it was extra or anything like that. But that's just me. You know, there's some guys that come there and be like, it's real out here. And I see guys with oxygen masks on and whatnot. I'm just like, man. It actually made me feel like I was like a superhuman or something like that. But yeah, it wasn't overwhelming to me in any aspect. And I didn't understand what the hype was about. So I might be the wrong guy to ask on that one.
All right, as we go into this game and they start thinking about, you know, Denver and having this time off in between and all the things that are going to get played into this and make this game a little bit hyped up, when you look at the quarterback spot, what are you looking for? And I know we've talked about this numerous times, but is this – it's not a Jameis audition. What is it? What do we – I guess it is an audition, but it's not. Like – I can't sink my teeth into where the future of this quarterback spot is. And I want to, and I don't think I'm going to have an answer for another year and a half.
Well, I think that Jameis is playing himself into an extension, you know, not nothing like 5 years or anything like that, but right. I can see them going 1 or 2 years deal, you know, and maybe still taking a quarterback and, you know, looking at Jameis as the bridge guy. I think that the one thing you can't deny is the fact that Jameis gets guys to play hard. Like, that's just what it is. And I know, you know, some people look at him like he's goofy at times and does goofy and silly things. But, like, that's the definition of a real leader. You know, I can have fun with you, but I can also get you to lock in as well. And I think he does an unbelievable job of doing that, you know, with these players. And if he continues to go out there and plays well and, you know, they're winning games or he's not turning the ball over. Because I think that's the big issue with Jameis is the takeaways or the turnovers. If he turns the ball over, it's like, all right, we can't really have that. But if he's really learned to protect the football and he doesn't turn the ball over as much and he's continued to have chemistry with these wide receivers and he's giving you the best look, I mean, even next year, even with Deshaun out or even if he decided to draft a quarterback, like – he's still going to need somebody that this team believes in. And I just think I just find it hard to believe that these players don't believe in him. Cause you can tell by the way that they play, you can tell how hard they go. And it's going to be hard to try to go find another guy, you know, to go out there and replace that. You know, you did that once already with Joe Flacco last year. You know, he came in, it was just something about him that got people to play harder. And you already let that out the door. And I think that the one credit that I always give Kevin and AB is that they don't make the same mistakes twice. You know, they learn from – because everybody looks at them like they've been doing this for like 15 years. These guys is both fairly new. You know, this is AB's first GM, the head coach. you know, and they've been doing it, what, for 4 years? So, of course, they're going to make some young mistakes. But, you know, I think that they learn from those mistakes. And I think, you know, obviously Joe Flacco had a moment this year where he looked good, but he's kind of tailored off a little bit. But he decided to go with Jameis, and you're winning games. He's looking good. You should definitely bring that guy back, at least bring him back for another year while you still try to figure out this quarterback thing. And if you want to hand it over to Deshaun because he's not doing well middle of the year or whatever, all right, then so be it. But if not, he's definitely a guy that can at least you can run your offense through all the options that's on the table. So I think he's deserved a right to stick around Cleveland for at least another year.
All right, Tyvus, let's switch gears to the game on Saturday for a minute because we got a little time to talk about the Browns before Monday. I am super pumped for this Ohio State-Michigan game coming up at noon on Saturday. And I think one of the reasons I am is because Ohio State knew they had to beat Indiana and they're going to have to beat Michigan to play Oregon in the Big Ten Championship. And I'm glad they had a big game. Who beats three top five schools in 1 year? Ohio State, right? So now you get this big win over Indiana. Now you've got Michigan. I love the fact that they didn't have a cakewalk game or a game that people expected to be a cakewalk before Michigan. Your thoughts on that? And then obviously the big question is, can Ohio State beat Michigan? I think on paper they can, but it's Michigan, right? It's Michigan.
First of all, I can't believe that you are even saying that word. Shame on
Sorry.
You. We don't even speak of that word.
The color blue week. Came up during the game on Thursday. Tyvus just said, I hate blue.
It's blue. All right, no, but back to your question. No, I thought it was great that they played Indiana. There was a couple of things that they need to clean up. I didn't like Indiana converting on third and long and a couple of those third downs. You know, the Buckeyes just start slow. I guess fans just got to accept that they're going to start off slow in every game.
It was like they turned it on after that first drive. Like all of a sudden they said, okay, Cody Simon, it's yours. Go at Jack Sawyer, let's go. JTT, let's go, let's go. It's like they turned the switch on after the first drive.
That's kind of been how it's always been. You know, one thing about Ohio State is they do in-game adjustments better than anybody, you know, and these players did a really good job of doing that. Special teams played a big part. I mean, the botch punt and then Caleb Downs kind of putting the dagger in them by, you know, taking the punt return to the house kind of changed everything. But I thought that, you know, they played really well. I love Will Howard and what he's doing right now. You know, this was a guy that they brought in, and nobody was really high on Will Howard, but he's turned out to be, like, exactly what they need. You know, he's a great leader. You could tell he got some swag to him, throwing the cigarette out and stomping on it and telling them Google this and all of that stuff. And so I like his energy. He got, like, it's like some Baker Mayfield type stuff. He got a little cockiness into him, but it's not over the top, though. You know,
right.
It's, like, just the right amount. And I think he's doing a really good job of getting these guys to play with him as well. What you talk about going into this week, listen, they just put up a 50-burger against Northwestern, which I know is Northwestern, but 50 points is impressive, especially for a team that struggled offensively this entire year. The fact of the matter is this game is going to be won in the trenches like it always is. Whatever team runs the ball the best probably is going to win this game. And, you know, it concerns me a little bit because Ohio State have not had a single 100-yard rusher since week 3 against Marshall. And it's really disturbing to me that you got two of the best backs in the conference and maybe even in the country, and they can't get 100 yards separately. But that's another story there. I think that when you look at the strength of this Wolverines team versus the weakness of the Buckeyes right now, it would play in their favor because their D-line is really good. I mean, they got two defensive tackles that's, you know, going to go high in the draft. And then, obviously, Ohio State dealing with the offensive line injuries and things like that. Can they get it right for this game? I think they will be. Interested to see how Ryan Day's approach is this week. I feel like the last couple of years, man, he's been like over locked in, like too much, to the point where it's like guys aren't having fun with the rivalry anymore. It's like it's too much. You got to let people enjoy the rivalry. So I'll be interested to see his approach to that, if he takes a step back or if he continues to lock in. But they have everything they need. If they lose this game, it's solely on them. And I just don't see that happening, especially with everything that's at stake. And I know I said the same thing last year, but, you know, I don't see it with them offensively from the Wolverines. You know, that you don't have the wide receivers on the outside. You know, your the run game, the way that we've been stopping the run lately has me believing that this front seven is real. So, it should go to the good guys this year.
Tyvus Powell joining us, Browns Radio Network, former Ohio State Buckeye. Can the players sense when a coach is way too tight going into a game, as you kind of insinuated that Ryan Day's been the last?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last couple of years against Michigan.
Yeah, he's definitely been really tight. Not on. You got to relax. Like, this is the thing. Like, you know that you, I think back in the years prior to, maybe you questioned your own team a little bit. You know, do we have what it takes? But I think this year, like, there's no question that you have a really good football team. You got arguably the best team in the country. And they're not having a great year at all. So you should be like, all right, as a coach, you should know, like, on Saturday, these guys decided to forfeit the NFL to come back, and this was one of the key reasons why they decided to come back. They better come to play. Like, I know they're going to show up and play on Saturday. If not any game this year, it should be this one right here. And I think, and I was explaining this earlier, I was doing a show with Bo Bishop, and I was explaining to him that as a player for me, and I'm pretty sure a lot of players is like this at Ohio State, you know, for 11 games, sometimes it could be, you'd be selfish. It's about you. It's about your personal stats and all of those things. This is the one game outside of a national championship, but this is the one game on your schedule where it's bigger than you. It's not just about you. It's about honoring the players before you. It's about affecting recruiting after you. And it's about all of Ohio depending on you to win this game. It's a lot of pressure, but pressure busts pipes or makes diamonds. And, you know, a star was born by the name of Tyvus Powell. So I know which category I fall in. I'm just saying.
you just got a ding for yourself right there.
That was a good job.
Yeah, excellent. I like that a lot.
Tyvus, let me throw this one at you, because when I think about being in a venue and being at sporting events, I can't think of anything. Well, I think about the emotion that it takes over the field at Ohio Stadium prior to kickoff, when you have the Tunnel of Pride and you see everyone that's on that field. And like, I felt it as a media member for the 10 or so games that I've been in Columbus for those games. What does it feel like as a player when you go out on the field against Michigan? That stadium is just so buzz. Like, I can't, there's no other word to describe it. The before Ohio State, Michigan, the feeling, and I can't imagine what it's like to be a player. You tell me.
I tell you what, you feel the hate. You definitely feel the hate. especially when you're going up there.
Yeah.
You know, all you feel is hate. But you know what? I love that, though. I thrived in that. I love that. I love being the guy that everybody hates. And it might be sick and twisted of me, but it was no better feeling than, you know, silence in the crowd. But when you're at home, you know, you feel all the love and all the things there from the fans. But it's literally, you have to know that every play matters. Every inch matters in this game. And, you know, you play with a little extra juice to you because you know that this game is a game of inches, and that could be the difference of a game. So you're definitely locked in. When you hit guys, you bring a little more oomph to it because you definitely want to. You want them to know what time it is. And don't get me wrong, they're going to match your energy, you know. But the question is, who's willing to do it the longest? Who's willing to – you know, Marshawn Lynch had this unbelievable statement. He said, when I run, just run the ball. Nobody want to stand there and take that over and 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 over again. And he said, run through somebody's face and you don't have to worry about it no more. That is a fact. That is a fact. When you play in this game, if you said whoever decides to continue to run through somebody's face for the longest and not and keep and had a mindset like I'm going to keep coming back, somebody's eventually going to tap out. And luckily when I played, it wasn't the Buckeyes a lot of the time.
I hope you're still smiling over your alma mater's victory when we see you on Monday.
I have a great sense that I will be.
Outstanding. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Same Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. My friend.
Same to y'all. Go Bucks, go Browns, and go Cavs.
Tyvus Powell joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Not a whole lot of time on the clock, and he's heading toward the end zone, and he's going to score a touchdown.
Yep.
And he slides and goes down at the 1 yard line.
Yep.
Picked up a first down. He thought, well, we don't want to you know, run up the score. We don't want to.
Oh, that's not why he did it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
To run up the score? No, it was to take a knee, so they knew they'd get the guaranteed win.
I know. That's that's my point.
Oh, okay.
He thought, you know, we didn't, and we don't want to run up the score.
Yeah.
Ryan Day had other ideas.
It's fine with me.
And instead of just allowing it to sit there and take a knee a couple of times and let the clock run out, he had Will Howard run on the next play. He got stopped. Then he had him run again, and he scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
After the Buckeyes already were up 31-15, and that made it 38-15.
Yeah.
That smells like dirty pool, Andy.
Oh, what do you mean it's dirty pool?
What do you think of that?
I loved it. I love the fact that Travion Henderson didn't score. And to me, it just makes me think he's a super smart player that will be beloved by Ohio State fans forever. But like Will Howard said, Travion's a better man than I am because Will Howard stuck it in the end zone after the game.
So, well, he was told to.
Yeah, well, he said he's a better man. That's what he said after the game. He goes, he's a better man for me. I was happy to put it in the end zone.
All right, you want
to
know what I think about this?
I don't think it's dirty pool at all. It's 38-15. It
smells
not like
dirty pool, man.
55-15 is dirty pool.
It was 31-15
okay.
At the time.
Yeah.
And there was what? How much on the clock?
A couple seconds.
Like a minute?
30-something?
A minute.
I didn't think it was that many, was it?
There was a minute when Henderson went down.
Okay. 111. Yep.
You know what I think about it?
Yeah.
Stuff it in the end zone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know why?
I figured you'd be like, oh, hand on the ball, take a knee.
You know why?
Why?
These guys go out there and beat the living you-know-what out of each other all game. All of a sudden, you're supposed to play nice at the end? I've never quite understood why other teams get mad about their inability to stop the other team. Now, if you remember...
Now, let me ask you this. If it was, you know, you know, they had 50. Let's say Ohio State
was 50-7.
If it was 50-15, what would you have said about that then?
Do you remember? I'll bet it was 10 years ago. The New England Patriots went through a season where Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and I'll say Belichick because, you know, he's the head coach, did nothing but run up scores. Do you remember? They just decimated other teams. And the thought is this: you don't like it, stop us.
Yeah.
These guys, forgive me, they're not just college students out playing football. There's big money. They're making big money to play college football. The Patriots back in the year or so, that stretch when they just destroyed teams, I mean, they were running up the score, running it up. And the thought is, well, stop us. Go ahead, just stop us. You know, you get more work for your team by running things and trying to make it click. I don't like it, but I understand it completely. Well, and so I don't have a huge issue with Ryan Day telling Will Howard to go for it. I don't have a huge issue.
I mean, you talk about Ohio State, Michigan this week, the legend of the game, the 10-year war, the Woody and Bo, 1968. You know, after Ohio State had the game in hand, Woody went for two. And the great quote that lives forever is, why'd you go for two? Because I couldn't go for three. Because I couldn't go for three.
I get it. I don't like it. I don't like it, but I get it.
I don't have a problem when the score is a little bit. It's when you're up by like 50. Okay?
They beat the snot out of each other all game long.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to play nice at the end. Doesn't work that way. And if you call that play and your quarterback plows into the line and he gets hurt, well, that's on you.
Did you have a problem with Travion taking a knee or sliding?
No, that's okay.
I thought it was a great play.
I thought it was a classy move on his part.
It's a Nick Chubb play, right? We've seen Nick do that here.
I thought it was classy on his part. Todd's in Lakewood. Todd, what do you think?
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good to have you with us. Been a while.
Yes, it has been a while, and it's good to be on the show. Well, as my sainted mother, Grandma Buckeye, would say, if the other coach tries to do his Jim Tressel imitation and says Ohio State sucks, he gets every touchdown you can shove down his throat.
Should I Google you? How sweet
yeah,
was
Google
that?
It. Google
How sweet
it. It was
that?
It was, that was really, that was a nice, he had it coming to him, and you could tell Ryan Day, that stuck in Ryan Day's craw too. Who I'd like to say has turned into, in the last couple of years, a real gangster. And I'm liking it. I'm liking this Ryan Day. So
I think you'll like him as long as he wins on Saturday.
No, I think he's a heck of a coach.
You'll like him as long as he wins on Saturday.
No, you know what? I like him no matter what.
I do too, man. But this three-game losing streak to Michigan is well, I mean, I don't know how he can't be uptight going into this thing.
That's going to go away anyway. But I've been telling people two times in my life, and you guys are maybe old enough to even know this. Two times in my life have I gotten into this game not worried. And the first time was 1970, which was the year after the upset of the century. Because Woody spent the entire 1970 season, he didn't practice for the other opponents. He practiced every practice for that team up north. And so when it came time for the team up north, Ohio State kicked off, killed the returner. He refumbled. Ohio State recovered, and they never had a chance in that game. And the other time was Cooper's first win in 92. You knew that the talent had shifted and that this was going to be the year. And there was so much payback on it. And I feel that way about this year. There is so much payback coming that they don't have a shot this year at us.
Todd, good to hear from you, buddy. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, I didn't necessarily like it, Andy, but it didn't bother me. Hey, you're out there playing. You're all making big NIL money now. You don't like it, stop them. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.